Welcome to the Art of Tuning In podcast with Maria Furlano, sharing insights, tools, and conversations to inspire your energetic well-being. This is Maria Furlano. Thank you for joining me today. And in today's topic, I'm discussing the should syndrome and why it really doesn't promote lasting shifts in our life. But before I jump into today's topic, I would love if you would indulge me and take a nice deep breath. And when you exhale, it would be great if you could make your exhale longer than you actually think you can exhale. And then pause for a moment and allow your breath to naturally fill up again. And again, exhale for longer than you think you can exhale. Breathing is one of the fastest ways to bring us into the present moment and into our bodies. And so by just remembering to do this throughout your day, even if it's just for a moment, it's a great tool to connect with your own energetic awareness. So thank you for doing that with me today. I hope it felt good to you. And today, let's talk about what I've lovingly come to call is the should syndrome. And this is, of course, saying to yourself out loud or in your head, oh, I should do that, or oh, I really shouldn't do that. And, you know, one aspect in the art of tuning into yourself is to listen to what is playing out in our heads over and over throughout our day and our night. And most of the time, unless we're really paying attention, we probably don't even hear how often we're saying things either out loud or silently that are affecting our energetic well-being. Is what we think about or say out loud begins to move energy within us, and that creates a higher vibrational frequency or a lower vibrational frequency. So, I mean, I was going to give you an example. I was shopping one day, and I was in Whole Foods, and I was in the snack and cookie aisle. And this young, really nice woman came up next to me, and she was looking at all the snacks. And you know, in Whole Foods, there's a variety, right? There's all kinds. There's traditional cookies, there's gluten-free cookies, there's vegan cookies. It's all kinds of snacks. And this woman began looking at certain snacks, and then she started to say out loud in my direction, I know I really shouldn't get these. You know, I just look at them and I gain weight. I know I should eat something else. And she just stood there and kept looking, and I just smiled gently at her, and I was not going to get into a discussion with her about this. And then finally, she picked up a bag, and with a big sigh, she said, okay, I shouldn't, but I'm going to. And she left the aisle. And I stood there and I thought to myself, wow, what a wonderful example was just shown to me. Because I know that, you know, I don't tend to talk to strangers out loud in the aisle, especially about what I'm thinking, but I will definitely have self-criticism come up in my own head. And many years ago, a lot of self-criticism, and I've really learned to move through that, learn tools to turn any kind of self-criticism into much more higher vibrational energy. It was a great example of what is often done to really disempower our energy. And why do we do it? Do we do it because society has told us, you know, did someone in this woman's life tell her she should not eat the cookies? Did she say it because I'm another woman standing next to her and she thinks I'm judging her eating the cookies, even though I'm picking out snacks myself? Is she trying to give up cookies and she's addicted to cookies, and so she's realizing this and she doesn't really want the cookies, but she's eating the cookies? I mean, why do we do this? Why do we put ourselves through so much criticism? Because now, will she enjoy those cookies? And if she doesn't enjoy those cookies, her body knows it. The energy of her body feels that vibration. It feels the vibration of everything you think, everything you say. And so if we really want to create any shift in our life, we really, really have to know why we want to do it or why we don't want to do it. Anyone can do something. They can also end up resenting it, which creates a very low vibrational stream of energy in our bodies. If we are not ready, we're not going to do something. I was in the hospital many years ago. I had pneumonia. There was a man in the next room. I don't know if he had pneumonia too, or if he was dealing with, you know, some sort of real lung issues. And he started smoking a cigarette, and the doctor came running in. I heard the doctor and nurse come running in, and I could smell it. And I heard the doctor, you know, say to the man, you know, you got to put that out. You can't be doing this. You don't understand. I've explained to you, you know, that you're not well. You can't smoke anymore. And this is serious. And, you know, you need to give this up. And just, you know, of course, passionately telling the man. And the man wasn't in the place to really hear this. Now, of course, I'm not saying that giving up smoking is easy, right? We know from studies that tobacco can be harder to quit than heroin or cocaine, and definitely takes support and treatment, right? So we know that. But the point here is that it didn't matter for this man in that moment. He was in the hospital. He wasn't well, but his calling, right, for that cigarette was more important than anything else. And it didn't matter how much this doctor was trying so hard to get through to this man. It wasn't going to happen that day. When we have really big shifts, I like to call them shifts rather than changes, really big shifts to create in our life, what we have to do is get to the truth of why we want to shift it. Why we're doing it is often helpful too, but why do we want to? And if we don't want to, why? Because sometimes we get so afraid to admit that we do need to shift something and that we really don't want to do it, we avoid it. So especially if you've listened to someone else who's deemed something you are doing as a should or a shouldn't, right? It can be very, very difficult to be honest with ourselves because we're going against the current of what somebody else believes. Most of the time, of course, when we're feeling the should syndrome, we're in a place of disempowerment already, because otherwise this kind of self-criticism wouldn't likely surface in the first place, but it keeps us in this place of disempowerment. So I'd like to ask you if this is something that you tend to struggle with. Do you have certain issues where you hear yourself saying, I shouldn't do that, or oh, I really should go and do that, right? But it doesn't feel motivating to you. It feels disempowering. A lot of times, television is a big one. Television is constantly telling us what's right for us. If this is something that you deal with and want to shift, one of the best ways that you can change it is just simply to become aware of it. If you're used to listening to yourself and being paying attention, this will be a little easier for you. But if you're really not used to paying attention to your thoughts and paying attention to what you're speaking, and also paying attention to how others are speaking to you, that includes, like I said, the television and television commercials, this might be a little bit challenging and you just have to give yourself some time. A really good tool is to simply pay attention for 1 week. You just commit to 1 week. And then you can do it longer if you want to, but you really pay attention to what you're thinking. And as soon as you catch yourself with a should or a shouldn't that's coming up, or maybe even if someone else is telling you you should be doing that or you shouldn't be doing that, you catch yourself, you take the big deep breath that we did in the beginning of this podcast and a nice long exhale, and you just notice it, make a note, and then just move on. The more you observe, the more you'll understand how the patterns are surfacing for your life. And then you just make a note to know, did I feel disempowered or did I feel empowered? Did that should motivate me to go do something better for myself? Or did it kind of make me lose my momentum and feel not good about myself? I've noticed for myself and with my clients that the should syndrome is usually anywhere around 1 to 3 important topics in your life. And really common areas are decisions around eating and food choices and, you know, exercise. You know, I should be exercising. Organizing and planning and commitments that we feel we're required to do in our life. Oh, I should do that. I should go to that event. And all kinds of topics of self-care, of course. Just to recap, if you'd like to explore going into this week and tuning into yourself, see how you're speaking to yourself. See how others are speaking to you. And remember, this is out loud and this is silently in our heads because we spend so much time just paying attention to what comes up in your head can make huge huge changes for you. And then, of course, if you want to continue to observe and change or shift something in your life, all you need to do is find out what the truth is for you about whatever topic, situation, or event that you feel isn't working for you. I wish you a week of really great discovery, and I will see you next week. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. If you'd like to learn more and elevate your energetic well-being, I invite you to visit theartoftuningin.com, where you can learn all about our online studio. I look forward to meeting you there.